USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's signature on a spending bill to avert a partial government shutdown does not seem to be a sure thing. The House is to take action on the bill already passed by the Senate that would extend funding for one quarter of the federal government into February, but the president tweeted this morning that he was promised the wall by congressional leaders by the end of this year. The Harvey Weinstein sexual assault case will be going to trial after a judge this morning refuses to dismiss criminal charges against the disgraced movie mogul. Weinstein's lawyer saying the entire case was tainted by botched police work. But he says after the judge's decision,
we remain confident, despite the court's ruling today, that ultimately, at a trial of this case, Mr. Weinstein will be completely exonerated.
USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker will not recuse himself in the Russia investigation. Ethics officials in the Justice Department advising Whitaker he does not need to do so despite his past public criticism of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Whitaker took over oversight of the Mueller probe after President Trump fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions. President Trump saying it is time for U.S. ground troops to come home from Syria, saying ISIS has been defeated, announcing that he will be pulling out 2,000 U.S. forces from Syria effective immediately. Many Republicans and Democrats in Congress immediately criticizing the move. Even a recent cheerleader of President Trump's, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, says,
I think ISIS is more likely to come back because I don't agree with the president that they're defeated in Syria.
Graham and other lawmakers say the move would also give Russia and Iran exactly what they've been calling for. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The Justice Department is filing charges against two individuals accused of hacking in connection with China. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announcing just a short time ago the hackers were working with a known Chinese agency trying to steal information.
This case is significant because the defendants are accused of targeting and compromising managed service providers, or MSPs. MSPs are firms that are trusted to store, process, and protect commercial data, including intellectual property and other confidential business information.
Rosenstein appeared at a news briefing with FBI Chief Christopher Wray, and both called on China to end the intellectual property theft the country has allegedly engaged in. Stormy weather in central Florida forcing SpaceX to postpone the launch of a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral Air Force Base for a third straight day. This time, no new launch date's been announced. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio outlining a vision today on what he wants the legalization of marijuana in New York City to look like. The mayor expected to say at an address later today that he wants pot smoking banned in public, an option for home delivery, and prior marijuana-related convictions to be tossed. The mayor saying he wants the pot industry in the city to be run by small business owners. It'll be up to state lawmakers on whether to make pot legal in the city. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.